You may be familiar with TED, the event that brings together brilliant speakers and offers thought-provoking videos for free online. TEDx events are local conferences where live speakers and videos previously recorded at TED conferences are shared with the community. By organizing a TEDx event, for instance, at your college, you can generate new ideas and inspire fellow students. The content and design of each TEDx event is unique and developed independently, but all of them have features in common. Time. Plan at least 90 days to put together an event after you have obtained a license from TED. This means that when you're applying to TED, pick a date at least 100 days from your date of application. On the day of the event, start registration at 8:30 a.m. The event itself should run from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the latest. Plan at least 2 30-minute coffee breaks and 1.5 hours for lunch because many people like to discuss the talks and the network. Speakers. To host a successful TEDx event, you need engaging speakers with ideas worth sharing. So hold a casting. Ask the speakers to share their presentation at least 2 weeks before the day of the event. Make sure they know there is a 6, 9, or 18-minute time restriction. Choose at least 2 more confirmed speakers than you will need, because there is always a chance one or more of your speakers need to cancel. If all of them show up, you can replace 2 videos by a live speaker. Aim for live talks to represent at least 70% and complete with some interesting TED videos. Test run. Before the day of the conference, do a test run with all presentations and TED videos that are part of schedule to ensure the light, sound, and projection system works fine. Community. It helps if you have experience organizing such events. If not, then bring someone on board who has done it before. You can also ask enthusiastic members of your community to volunteer. In most cases, you'll not be disappointed and will find some really talented people working with you for a worthwhile cause. Set up a website to promote the event and provide information on the program. Use social media to spread the message across your networks. Free or fee? You will need to consider whether you want to make the attendees pay an entrance fee. Offering the event for free may attract more attention and interest, but it also means many people may register without actually being sure they will go. Asking for a modest entrance fee, make sure that only people who are serious about attending will register. This will help you to adjust if there is too little or too much interest. It also reduces the risk of speakers having to talk to a half-filled hall. Food. A day-long conference will usually have 2 tea breaks and a lunch. Attendees will appreciate it if you can offer morning tea with light snacks, because many of them will have to start their day early if they are traveling some distance to reach the venue.